Special meeting of the Unalaska City Council is called to order at 2:02 p.m. on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'll ask Councilman Bell to read our mission statement, please.
To provide an excellent stewardship. Where is it in?
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government. Thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Longo? Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Chastain?
Here.
Mr. Tungle? Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. Do have a quorum, Councilman Tungo is excused traveling. That Longo is going to be on. Is he online?
No, sir. He's not online yet.
Let us know when he gets on. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We are now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda items must sign up with the city clerk. You have 3 minutes per person. First item to see on the agenda. Do you have any community input or announcements? This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council. All right, hearing none. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have a list of 12 questions. The council members and I will be taking turns asking questions. May have follow-up questions as well. If you need a question repeated, please make the request. After 12 questions, you'll be asked what questions you may have, and I'll ask the first question. The first individual candidate is Mr. David Martinson. We'll begin our question period. First question is that I'll ask is, why are you interested in the interim city manager position and our community? Mr. Martinson?
Yeah, Mayor Tudikoff and Council. As many folks know, I was there for a couple of years as the city manager. I left my heart there. When I left, it was a tough decision for us at the time. I have continued to keep up with some of the goings on in Unalaska through friends that we still have there, along with the webpage. I've built my entire life has been around a service, and I think what I can bring to the table to hold you over, tide you over between now and your future city manager. I understand the city. I understand how things operate. And I think that I can help bridge that gap between the old city manager and your new city manager when he or she arrives.
Okay, thank you. I did not have a follow-up at this time. Next is Councilman Bell.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Martinson. Tell us about the experience you have that most closely matches what is needed as an interim city manager.
Well, I think the time as the city manager there in Unalaska, I know that as you are moving forward in your search, the city staff will begin its budget preparations. You all will develop your legislative priorities. Your CMMP nominations will all occur about this time frame. I've gone through that before with the staff. While the staff may not be all the same, the process is relatively the same. My experience, both as the city manager and in my time in civil service and as an Air Force member, working through developing those types of programs lends itself to what I can contribute to the city of Unalaska in support of the mayor and you as and the council.
Thank you. I don't have a follow-up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, we have Councilman Coleman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Martinson. Could you please describe your experience working with city councils? How did you manage diverse council expectations and maintain objectivity?
I've spent my time at the city of Unalaska, and while not necessarily a direct city council, I have spent time on the air staff at the Pentagon, working through the Air Force's corporate structure, working through diverse personalities, diverse inputs. I am a true believer that all voices need to be heard. And hearing all voices enables the best outcomes.
Yeah, thank you. Does anybody have follow-up?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything. I was just making sure panels. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, I've got is Councilman Longo online?
No, sir, he's not.
Then I'll go ahead and ask a question for Councilman Longo and the rest of us is how will you support the department heads and ensure staff morale and information flow?
I think the biggest thing about staff is staff knows what staff needs to do. They've been working this, some for many, many years, others were relatively recent. My focus is to be that conduit between the staff and the council and you, the mayor, along with the community at large. Trying to bridge the gap, using what experience and knowledge I have to help and support what they need in order to effectively, I'll say, effectively execute the policies and direction that the council gives to the interim city manager and the staff. I have an experience in developing programs. Much like the CMMP, both as a city manager in Unalaska, along with my time in the Air Force developing large-scale programs. The reality is the staff is working the issues. They have the ability, they have the knowledge. They just need the what I guess the conductor of the orchestra. They're playing those instruments, and my job will be to conduct to in order to put together the right information and the right programs moving forward for the city of Unalaska.
Great, thank you. I have no follow-up question. Councilman Luby has a question.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Martinson. So, what is your approach or philosophy when it comes to conflict? And can you tell us a situation in which you used the approach and what the outcome was?
The approach that I take is to try to sit down and have an open discussion. Typically, conflict results from, in my past, it's been miscommunication or a lack of understanding on my part or the other party's part of what was said or why it was said. An example for me is being called over to a congressional staffer and having a discussion where she thought we were trying to circumvent law. And we were able to have that face-to-face communication about what we were actually doing and why we were doing what we were doing with regard to housing programs in order. And the outcome was we were given direction to change some of our approach so that we didn't walk the line in the gray area. While we did not have to wholesale change everything because that particular staffer understood why we were doing what we were doing.
Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. I have a follow-up question then. If you were offered this position, but you were unable to be here all the time, how do you feel like you're will be able to maintain good communication with staff and council if you're not able to provide face-to-face interaction?
So I've had a conversation with my wife, and we have come to the conclusion the best way to support the city of Unalaska is for me to be there full time. So if I were selected, I would be in Unalaska for the duration of time that the city needs me.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Bell had a question regarding read the question for.
Yeah, if I can, excuse me, if I can just back up to the last question, how we support the department heads and the entire staff. It was just kind of along those same lines as your previous experience in here in Unalaska as a city manager. How did you facilitate communication between staff, meetings with directors, meetings with individual employees? What was your process there?
So we had weekly staff meetings with the directors, and I do a lot of what I call management by walking around. I prefer, in many cases, to go to the specific location. So if there's a ports issue that we need to talk about, I would go to ports to have that conversation. If it was PCR, I would go to PCR. To have that conversation because I think it's important to one see what's going on there, have enable staff to see me on their turf, and then our weekly meetings we would actually rotate at the various directors' offices or locations in order to allow for everyone to see each other's arena. Sometimes we don't necessarily know what everybody else is doing and why decisions are being made, but if you go to someone else's house and see it, it helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next item is question is for Councilman Shastin.
Thank you. This is a two-part question. First part, how do you approach budgeting and financial management? The second part is, what has been the most complex budgeting process you experienced in your career? If you need me to repeat the second part, just let me know.
All right. So my approach, which is I approach budgeting as if the money is mine, meaning that if I wouldn't spend the money on something, why should we spend the community's money on it? And so trying to minimize growth for the sake of growth is important. We need to keep costs under control, especially in today's environment. And so I think probably the most complex budgeting process is running through the Air Force's 5-year budgeting process. Each year we prepare for a 5-year outlook, and trying to do that, I ran Air Force Housing. For about a year, trying to pull together a budget that does both government-owned and operated housing, privatized housing, along with dormitories. Our temporary lodging for our airmen was extremely complex. It was in the hundreds of millions of dollars, all of which has the scrutiny of Congress, because they want to take care of airmen and their families. So it was a tremendous effort to pull together a team, our team, and develop a budget that actually met reality, understanding that not everything could get funded. So developing processes to identify those which were most pressing, and working towards minimizing the amount of money we had to spend for those requirements that are out there. In the Air Force, there's a lot more requirements than there is funding. So it's making those tough calls on things that will have to push to the following year or the next year after that. Hopefully, I answered that question.
Thank you. Any follow-ups or questions on the subject? Thank you. Next question is Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. Martinson, how would your way of doing the job of an interim city manager differ from the job as a permanent city manager?
Well, I don't. I think that when there are key decisions to be made, there will be much conversation through Mayor Tudyakov to ensure it's a direction you want to go. As a permanent city manager, you're looking, you're able to make those decisions because you get to live with those decisions. I would want to make sure that staff understands where we're headed, why we would be headed that way. But there's going to need to be much communication between the mayor, myself, and with the council to ensure that what we are doing from the city's perspective, from a management perspective, is the direction you want the permanent city manager to continue with.
Thank you.
Have any follow-up question on the subject? Thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, I have Councilman Coleman.
Mr. Martinson, what is your plan for ensuring continuity of city services?
Well, when I arrive, what I will most likely do is sit down with the directors to better understand where everything is at. City services will continue because, quite frankly, as the city manager, the execution of those services are at the director and below level. My job is to try to help facilitate any roadblocks or issues that they're having. I'm a firm believer that your directors are the ones that have the knowledge and understanding of what they're providing today. We will continue to build on that. As we move forward, again, as we are, as you will, they will need to begin to put together the budget, as we build that budget for the council and the mayor to approve, we will ensure that we understand, the budget goals from the city council and the mayor, adhere to those, and be able to continue to support the requirements of the city of Unalaska in the community.
Okay, thank you. Follow-up question? Okay, thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, I've got Councilman Longo, who is not online yet. I'll go ahead and ask the question for him. Mr. Martinson, how will you ensure a smooth handover to the permanent city manager?
That again, I think much of it will depend on what kind of a turnover time frame the council and the mayor would like me to do. But it will we will keep copious notes. We will be able to sit down and facilitate. In my world, if you bring someone in, what we do is we do left seat, right seat. Where you're sitting side by side as you're looking at everything that we're doing, and all of the things that are underfoot at that particular point in time and do a transition of that information to the permanent city manager to ensure that they understand what the direction we had, what direction we went, what our process was, and where it needed to continue from there. And hopefully, there will be enough time allowed for that to occur versus an arrival and then a departure the same day. I have found in my career, when you have the ability to do some sort of a transition period together, it actually facilitates a much better turnover to the new person taking over.
Any follow-up, Councilman Luby?
Do you have an idea of how long you would recommend as a side by side or the transition period with you working with the permanent city manager?
If I were to give you that off the top of my head today, probably a week or so. I think a lot will depend on what happens. What has happened between the departure of the previous city manager, what issues and the complexity of any of those issues that are happening. I think a week is probably enough, but that would be one where as we move forward and begin that transition, we'll have a better understanding of what that is. I don't think it should take an inordinate amount of time to make that happen.
Yeah, thank you. Any further follow-up questions? Thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, we've got Councilman Luby.
How would you describe a time you navigated conflict demands from stakeholders?
So I've been through what the Air Force calls bed downs, which is bringing in new. In the case that I've worked, in one case, it was new aircraft and a new mission coming to the base. In another, it was an entire new major command. So we had our Air Force Special Operations Command was going to bring assets to a base. And the demands that the units coming to the installations are pretty extreme. The adage of go for broke and then broker the best deal you can is how they operate. So you have to sit down, you have to work through what is in the realm of possible, where what are those stretch things that may be possible, and then come to an agreement on prioritization of those requirements in order to better facilitate any outcome that is meaningful to both sides.
Thank you. Do I have a follow-up question? Okay, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next, I've got Councilman Shasteen.
Thank you. You've already answered this, but I'll ask it anyhow. And if you want to build on what you already mentioned, please do. We anticipate the appointment to be up to 6 months while we search for a permanent manager. Are you able to be present in Unalaska for the duration of the assignment? If not, what length of time can you commit to an interim position?
Yeah, like I said, my wife and I talked. I'll be there the duration of time. I may request to take a slight vacation at some point for a week or so. That'll depend on everything that's going on back at home. But we've already talked about it, and I may actually ask her to come out to Unalaska versus me leaving Unalaska. I think that probably bodes best for being able to support the council, the mayor, and the community.
Yeah, thank you. I do have a follow-up question. Councilman Luby.
Yeah, and so if you were selected, do you have a time frame that you would be available? Is your time frame unlimited, or would you only have 6 months, a year, if it takes a while to find a permanent city manager?
I don't have a closure date. When I moved here to Minnesota, I left civil service with a full intent of retiring, at least for now. So there is no real closure on the other end. Obviously, it can't go on for indefinite, so to speak. But if it takes 6, 8 months, 10 months, then I think we should be able to make that happen.
Okay, thank you. Any further follow-up question? Thank you, Mr. Martinson. Next is Councilman Bell.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick question then is, if offered the position, when are you available to begin work?
As soon as the runway's open. Sorry, I read that that you had issues with the runway. So I think I don't think there's a if you want me to begin travel, my son is here. He leaves on Monday, either Monday or Tuesday. I can be on the road relatively quick. I just need to pull some things together to bring to Unalaska. Once I have that, I can hit the road and get there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any follow-up questions? Our airport is open, by the way, so we're
Oh,
in
very good.
fairly decent shape for now. Thank you. Final question I'll ask is, you know a bit of about the city of Unalaska and our current situation. What questions do you have? And we're here to try to answer them for you.
Yeah, I don't. I think you answered one of them, which was right now you're looking at about a 6 month duration of time. I assume that if whoever you select for the position will be provided with housing and a vehicle, and those types of things, but that will be in whatever contract that we are able to solidify with, you will solidify with the person that you select. I know that things never stay the same, so it's not walking back. I'm not expecting that it will all be the same. Faces change, priorities change, and my hope is to be able to spin up very quickly on what has changed and then be able to fulfill the needs of the community and the council in order to bridge that gap.
Yes, thank you. As to the housing vehicle, another that you asked about will be, if you are chosen, will be sitting with a negotiating group that will provide you with all those kinds of answers. And do you have any further questions?
Nope, I just thank you for the opportunity to have this interview, and I hope that as you go through this, your abilities, et cetera, and you select the best person for this, because it's about the community. It's about being able to support the city. It isn't it that's that should be the focus.
Okay, thank you. Is there any follow-up questions from council for Mr. Martinson? Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Martinson, for your taking the time to sit with us this afternoon, and we'll be getting back to you as soon as the council makes a decision on the process, and we'll be contacting you either way of what the outcome is.
All right. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. This time we'll take a 5-minute break. We're waiting now to contact the other applicant, and once we get him online, we'll get started the interview. Okay, well, we have Mr. Hogue on the line.
Got him live. His video
work. Okay, we'll call the meeting back to order. This time we have Mr. Abner Hogue. Mr. Hogue, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We have a list of 12 questions. Council members and I will take turns asking questions, and we may have follow-up questions as well. If you need questions repeated, please make the request. After 12 questions, you'll be asked what questions you may have, and I'll take the first question. Welcome to our community of Nunalaska. First off, why are you interested in the interim city manager position in our community?
Before I get started on my answer, I just want to make sure that you can hear me okay before I get into it. Yes, I've seen heads nodding. Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for the opportunity to speak with you, first of all. I have a deep personal connection to Unalaska. It's been an important part of my professional life and my personal life, and it's a community that I actually care deeply about. You may know in my previous role as fire chief for the city of Unalaska, that was my first civilian job when I retired from the Air Force. And in addition to that, my daughter and son-in-law both graduated from UCSD. I'm kind of familiar with the community, the expectations, some of the realities of working there. And I'm interested in the interim role because I think I can bring stability, support staff, and help the council continue to move forward in the work that you have currently ongoing while you conduct a thoughtful search for a permanent manager.
Okay, thank you. Are there any follow-up questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Hogue. Next, we've got Councilman Bell.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Hogue. Tell us about experience you may have that most closely matches what is needed as an interim city manager.
Absolutely. I have quite a bit of background in management experience. I have multiple municipal leadership positions, emergency management, statewide policy work. All of these translate directly into running a community like Unalaska. And my time as fire chief in Unalaska gave me firsthand understanding of the community, its infrastructure, and operational realities. Leadership roles in Ketchikan exposed me to budgeting, capital planning, interdepartmental coordination. And I've also served on statewide boards and commissions, which helped to strengthen my ability to navigate policy, funding, and regulatory environments that affect municipal operations. All of these various jobs together and experiences, I think, have prepared me to lead a community like Unalaska that's complex, geographically isolated, and very interconnected with state and federal partners.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hogue. Are there any follow-up questions? Okay, thank you. Next, we've got Councilman Coleman.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Hogue. Please describe your experience working with City Council, and how did you manage diversity expectations? I'm sorry. How did you manage diverse council expectation and maintain objectivity?
Absolutely, that's a great question. And thank you for that, Councilmember Coleman. I've worked with city councils in my previous roles, both in Unalaska and Ketchikan. During my time in Ketchikan, I led the unified command for COVID. And I actually had to work with both the borough and the city council in that role. I approach council work in general just with an open mind. I try to present balanced options to a council when I'm working with them so that you have all the information and can make appropriate decisions. And you have to acknowledge that there's differing expectations and we're not going to please everybody all the time. But ultimately, once the council makes a decision, then I implement that decision.
Thank you. Do I have any follow-up questions? Thank you, Mr. Hogue. Next, we've got Councilman Longo, who is not available at this time, and I'll read his question for you.
Okay.
How will you support department heads and ensure staff morale and information flow?
So I think the key to supporting staff, department heads, you know, the biggest part of that is communication. Regular communication with department heads through whether it be staff meetings or one-on-one engagement, setting clear and predictable expectations for them, and just making sure that they have the tools that they need to accomplish their work, and also understanding sometimes the why behind decisions so that they can feel supported as well.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any follow-up questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Hogue. Next, we've got Councilman Luby.
Yeah, what would be your approach or philosophy when it comes to conflict? And can you tell us a situation in which you used this approach and what the outcome was?
Absolutely, great question. So, navigating conflict and various stakeholder demands, I think, is kind of what you're alluding to. And again, communication is key in a lot of different things, but also understanding the situation, trying to get make sure you have a clear picture of all sides of whatever the situation is. An example of that is, again, during COVID in Ketchikan, answering to multiple governments with different expectations, had to review a lot of information, balance the safety of the community and their readiness to adopt different things, and then provide recommendations to the council in order to make decisions, because ultimately it still comes back to the council. Takes communication, transparency, and just steady leadership.
Follow-up, Councilman Coleman.
Yeah, I guess one of the parts of the question, if you could tell us a situation, do you think you could give us an example of that?
So one situation specific to the example that I used would be whether you required community lockdowns or shelters in place, or whether you just made a recommendation for that. And there was two trains of thought there, right? Where different people had different beliefs, and you had to try to balance what those recommendations were. If you're looking for more conflict on like individual staff member type levels, I probably have many examples. They're all very similar, but you have employees that sometimes don't get along. And when something is causing a conflict between them, first of all, you need to address it right away. You don't want to let it fester and continue to be a problem. And my approach would be that I would bring the folks in individually, get each side of the story, and then make a decision based on the facts that I've discovered to address the problem. Does that answer your question, hopefully?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question is Councilman Bell.
I think I'm next.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't say. Councilman Shastian.
Thank you. So, Mr. Ho, this is a two-part question.
Okay.
First part is, how do you approach budgeting and financial management? Second part is, what has been the most complex budgeting process you've experienced in your career? If you need me to repeat any part of that, just let me know.
So, how do I approach budgeting, and what's the most complex or that I've dealt with in my career, I think was the question that I heard. And so, my general philosophy for budget is that I think governments should target balanced budgets and not be spending excess money that we don't have. And I try to align that with essential services. So, in any department, we have statutes, we have codes, we have required services. And as a council, hopefully you know what those are for each department, and hopefully the department heads know what those are for their department. If we need to increase budget or we need to reduce budget, we should be able to tie that back to what services that impacts, so that there's an understanding. If I take money away, what is that going to cause to the level of service that the community expects? And vice versa, if I need to add more to it, same thing. What is that going to do? So I've managed municipal budgets for my department in both Onalaska and Ketchikan. And also, I was on the USC, the Onalaska City School District Board, as both a member and as the president, and had to understand and oversee those budgets as well, and approval of that budget during that time.
Well, thank you. Do you have follow-up questions? Anyone? Councilman Bell?
Yeah, just a quick question. During your time that you spent here in Unalaska, working in the Department of Public Safety, were you involved with the budgeting process
I
at
was.
college? Okay.
And sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What was the last part of that?
Oh, I just you were here for a couple of years, if I remember correctly. So you probably went through the budgeting process a couple of times. So you
That
are
is
familiar
correct.
with it.
That is correct. I'm familiar with Unalaska's process. I know that your fiscal year is not until July is the start of it, and that you should be starting your budget for FY26 here pretty soon. I know you've already started looking at the CMMP, and I think you had that on your agenda a meeting or two ago where you kind of discussed some priorities, and the planning director told you that they'd be working on that, but you were just kind of setting those legislative priorities. So yes, very familiar with the Unalaska budget process in general.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hoga. Is there any follow-up questions from council? Okay, thank you. Now, next item is Councilman Bell.
How would your way of doing the job of an interim city manager differ from doing the job as a permanent city manager?
So the question was, how would my approach be any different, or if it would be any different as an interim manager versus a permanent manager? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I guess as an interim manager, I will just say, first of all, the role as an interim manager is to keep the organization stable. Support staff, keep moving the council work forward. You've already got some priorities in progress. You have the budget coming up that needs to be worked through. You have some priorities going on in the city, things like your facility maintenance and your roofs. You've got some airport issues, some port planning issues, some solid waste issues. Keeping all of those things moving so that nothing drops in the interim. You're not there to really reshape an organization or start new major initiatives unless there's something time sensitive or something that just requires immediate action because it's going to fail otherwise. Versus in a permanent role, obviously, you're looking for longer term issues. You're looking further ahead, thinking about organizational development. You're thinking about long-term planning, workforce sustainability, multi-year capital strategies, all of those sorts of things. Where you're really building out systems versus just maintaining them. So the real difference, interim stability, continuity, immediate issues, permanent, more long-term, and organizational changes, that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hoga. Is there any further questions? Okay, thank you. Next is Councilman Coleman.
What is your plan for ensuring continuity of city services?
Well, I think the important thing with continuity of services is just having that leadership in place and the clear direction for staff so that they continue to do the jobs that they're already doing. You're not missing all of your staff. You don't have a city manager right now. So how I would do that is I'm going to listen to staff, I'm going to listen to council, I'm going to communicate, and I'm going to make sure that staff have what they need to do their jobs. I'm not going to make changes just for the sake of change. We're going to keep following the processes we have unless they're broken, and support the department heads, keep the council informed, and just keep the city operations steady and predictable.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? All right, next I've got Councilman Longo, which, as I mentioned earlier, he's not available, so I will read his question for you. How long will you ensure smooth? How will you ensure a smooth handover to the permanent city manager?
Yeah, I think that's going to be kind of a critical step, right? As the interim moves out and the new person comes in. Well, first of all, I would continue obviously to work very closely with the assistant city manager who's going to provide some continued support as that transition happens, but also document decisions. maintain communication, make sure that the projects that are ongoing are organized and there's information about them in a logical manner so that the new manager can come in and pick those documents up and understand what's been going on. Leave the organization stable, no surprises, a roadmap, if you will, for the new manager to continue on.
Thank you. Councilman Shastin, follow up.
Thank you. Mr. Hoog, during the AML conference, you mentioned possibly putting in for the full-time position. Are you still considering that, or is that off the table now?
No, it is something that I'm interested in.
Okay, thank you. Any follow-up questions further? Councilman Luby.
Could you describe a time you navigated conflicting demands from stakeholders?
Sure, there's plenty of opportunities for that. Let me just think about a good example for just a minute. I suppose one of those comes back to budgeting, I guess, as another example. One example I thought to use was COVID first, but I've already talked about that. So we'll talk about a budgeting example instead. And this is as a department head, obviously. So when the firefighters who are stakeholders want certain equipment, tools and equipment, or training. As the department head, I had to balance the conflict where council maybe wanted to reduce the training budget. So I had to make sure I understood why the budget was being reduced and be able to explain that to the firefighters and then find alternative options to get them the training that they needed. Again, it comes down to, in my mind, regardless of what the situation is, it's understanding both sides of what the conflict is, and then making a determination of what needs to be done and communicating that to the stakeholders and why so that you can move forward.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a follow-up question then? Thank you, Mr. Hoke. Next, we've got Councilman Chastain.
Thank you. We anticipate this appointment to be up to 6 months while we search for a permanent manager. Are you able to be present in Unalaska for the duration of the assignment? If not, what length of time can you commit to an interim position?
That's a good question. And I guess the answer to that is that my intent would be for my wife and I to essentially reside in Unalaska during the term of the appointment. We would come out there just as you would expect from any other full-time city employee.
Okay, thank you. Any follow-up question? Okay, thank you, Mr. Hoke. Next, we've got Councilman Bell.
Mr. Hoag, if offered the position, when are you able to begin work?
If I was offered the position, the earliest that I could be out there is probably around the 15th or 16th of January.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan. Any follow-up questions on timeline? But thank you, Mr. Hoke. Next is a question I'll ask is, you know a bit about the city of Unalaska and our current situation. What questions do you have for us?
Yeah, so how about what would you, as a council, what are you looking for from an interim manager, say in the first 90 days?
I believe it's continuity and keeping the city on a level playing field, and at the same time, do what some of the comments that you've made is keeping the city operational and in top form, and transfer it over to a permanent city manager in better shape than you probably walk into.
Absolutely. If I can ask just one more, are there any areas that you have specific concerns about currently or that you would request an immediate focus or support of?
Probably the budget and the CMMP, and also any real items that are bought take most of our time in the last week or so has been our airport facility, ports, and of course continued maintenance of our facilities.
Okay. I think those are all the questions I had kind of considered in advance. So I appreciate the chance to ask those.
Well, thank you very much. Any further questions or comments before we send Mr. Hogue? Hey, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your answers, and we'll be contacting you either when we've made a decision, either way.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
All right, thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
We'll take a 5-minute break here, and then we'll be going into executive session. Back to regular session. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Shastien. Is there any discussion? What's that? Disclaimer? None. Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Shastien?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 5-0, we are in executive session at 3:04 p.m.